Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with Stylian Kirov, the new music director of Symphony in C. We talked about his path to the podium, starting with his childhood in Bulgaria.
It started back in the time in my native country, Bulgaria. I used to play piano. I still do sometimes. And I also studied oboe as well. But I was always fascinated by the opportunity to make music with different people. And also, I was always fascinated by the different colors of the orchestra.
Did you have a musical family?
Yes and no. My parents are not professional musicians, although in our household, we always had some really wonderful music when I was growing up. And we would always sing different songs, Christmas songs, for example, different holidays would always bring music in our home. And of course, classical music was always present. We would always listen to it and go to concerts as well. I think this is really what sparked the love for music in my heart.
So you started out with oboe and piano?
Correct, yes. And then I studied also violin when I was living in Paris. But, I like to joke about it, but it's actually not a joke. I was just bothering my neighbors. But I really wanted to get the feeling of the instrument.
So when did you decide to study conducting?
It was quite early, actually. I think I was 15 or 16 years old. And this is when we were all required in the music school in Sofia to sing in a chorus. As I was studying piano and oboe, I also had to play in the orchestra. And while we were singing in the chorus, we had a great teacher and she gave us the opportunity to conduct. She asked, who would like to try? Once I tried, they say it's contagious and it really is. I fell in love with the art of conducting, of course. And then later on, of course, with the orchestra, I had other opportunities. I had a great teacher there. I started studying conducting back in the music school in Sofia. And sometimes when he was traveling, he would give me the opportunity to do a rehearsal with the ensemble. And for me, that was a big celebration.
So any particular piece of music that you remember exciting you?
Well, the very first piece for orchestra I think I conducted was Haydn's Symphony No. 100, the military. And I was really fascinated by it. And I can say it's a piece that actually until today I really, really love. But I love everything I conduct at the moment. And I think as musicians, we should put our minds in this state that we really embrace the pieces that we are performing as they're very close to us and bring them close to us.
And then after Paris, you came to Juilliard, is that right?
Correct, yes.
And you studied with James DePriest?
I did, yes.
He had Philadelphia roots.
Yes, yes. He said very often to us that Philadelphia is his favorite city in the world.
Yeah, he was a favorite here. He was a great presence. You've been a cover conductor at the BSO for Stefan Denev, Raphael Frubeck de Burgos, Christoph von Dohnányi, Andrew Davis. And right now, you're coming to this after being associate conductor of the Seattle Symphony.
That's right. Right? Yes.
And associate conductor of the Memphis Symphony.
I used to be back in the time from 2010 till 2012.
Okay. So you've had all of these different experiences.
Right.
What do you think has influenced you as a conductor? You have influences possibly being repertoire, experiences at different orchestras, different conductors who perhaps have different styles.
Yes.
How are you combining all of these?
Well, I think it's a natural mix that you built in yourself. I was very lucky, actually, to be able to work with so many wonderful conductors and to observe rehearsal process, but also to be part of making the music happen, especially in Seattle. I was very, very lucky. I conducted nearly 70 performances during my time there. And this included everything from conducting subscription concerts to conducting educational concerts to conducting open rehearsals. And I had also a concert with an artist named Casper Baby Pants. So, you know, that was the highlight, of course, of my tenure. but you know, with all these artists you collaborate, you find something that it's really exciting and you present for different audiences. And I believe that being conductor of today, you need to have open minds and you need to embrace the opportunities to make music and make the best you can of every single concert, because you will affect people's life and you want to change people's life through music. That's our mission. You want to make people see the world through a better, higher perspective, to embrace the music. And when you have younger concert goers, also to show that classical music is something they can really relate to and have fun with.
Is there any particular conductor who was a mentor to you?
Yes, of course. I worked with, you know, obviously Ludovic Morlot, who is the music director in Seattle. Mayan Chen, who was actually the music director in Memphis when I first started. She was the first who actually gave me her hand and said, here is an opportunity. And all the conductors I've worked with, Bernard Haitink is a big mentor of mine, and I really have huge admiration. Every single conductor I have covered for, including Stefan Denev, who is also very much involved with Philadelphia, Maestro Dohnányi, of course, Kurt Mazur as well, and of course, Maestro James DePries. All these people were very, very dear to me, and without them, I wouldn't be where I am today.
So this year has been a big year for you because you've been appointed music director of the Bakersfield Symphony in California,
right,
as well as Symphony in C.
Correct.
What are your responsibilities at Symphony in C?
Well, the responsibilities are pretty much being the artistic face of the orchestra. And this includes, of course, not only performing on the stage, but also creating relationships, building opportunities for our young musicians, and also opportunities for us to go further and further in the community. One of our main mission is actually to bring outstanding music, help young musicians' career, but also expand to younger audiences as well. So all these different aspects, of course, fundraising is a big part of the position, but also I believe if I can summarize it, it's bringing excitement, help young musicians start their career, and bringing the orchestra to the next level, and of course building on this fantastic base that Maestro Milanov and the administration and the whole Symphony in C family have already created for the orchestra.
How does the fact that Symphony in C is a training orchestra affect your approach to repertoire or how you conduct?
Yeah, I don't see it as a training orchestra, although it is. I really see this as a young professional orchestra. And obviously we're all getting experience by being involved and making music together. But I really don't think that this orchestra has any limits in terms of repertoire. And when I'm programming, I'm actually looking for diversity, opportunity for all of us to embrace different styles, to explore different composers. But I'm really not afraid of programming pieces that are challenging, because I believe that, again, this is an orchestra that is on a very high professional level.
Can we talk a little bit about what's coming up the first season? The timing of this. Did you plan the first season, or was it already in place?
It was pretty much in place. However, when I was appointed, we had discussion, and the finishing touches we did together, I can say this. But it's a very, very exciting season. I think some really fantastic masterpieces and also very diverse is what we are looking for. There are some programs that are very challenging, but also programs that are extremely exciting. And we have, again, this collaboration with the Astral Artist and also performing at the Kimmel Center, which is always a fantastic opportunity for everybody.
How many weeks are you here then?
I'm pretty much based here now. Me and my family, we all moved. We live in Cherry Hill. And we're very excited to be here in the region. But we have about 6-7 concert weeks, and we have young people's concert as well. But a part of it is we think of Symphony in C as really being a family, and this is really what's the most exciting.
I notice on the schedule that you kind of alternate between the orchestra and the chamber music.
Right. There are chamber music series as well, which I think is very, very important. The best orchestras play as a chamber music ensemble, even if they're 80, 90 people orchestra. And so this not only gives opportunity to our musicians to play together more often, but also explore really some really fantastic repertoire and present really exciting chamber music pieces.
Well, it sounds as if you're going to be very, very busy.
Yes.
Do you have any downtime? And what do you like to do when you're not conducting? You have a family.
Sure, of course. Yes. Well, I have a family, and we really love nature. I also have a 13-month-old son. His name is Sebastian, and whenever I'm not conducting and studying, of course, we spend time together. And to be honest, that's of course very personal. But before I had a kid, you very often think, oh my God, I cannot manage with this, I cannot manage that. And you're pretty much stressed about everything. And once you have a kid, everything starts to being very easy. But I believe also it gives you a perspective of life and just seeing how these simple little steps, first steps, are so huge, actually. I think it really gives you a different perspective on music as well. And at least that was the case with me. And it shows you a joyful part of life that is really nothing can replace. And for me, that's very valuable. And I feel very lucky, actually, to have the family I have. And we are a very musical family, you know. My son plays percussion, I can show you. he had his debut back in Seattle, and one of the concerts, before the concert, he came out and explored some instruments. And my wife is actually a really fantastic pianist. And I'm not saying that she's fantastic only because she's my wife, but because I really believe she's a great musician too. And music has been part of our lives. And you know, when your job is your hobby, you don't have to work a day in your life. So.
Right.
It's really a lifestyle, you know, it's not a profession. It's, for me, it's discovering part of the world that you cannot describe. And you cannot describe because it's something that is happening in the moment, and then it's gone. But yet it stays in you. And I think this part of our art is extremely exciting. And I also think that you become a better person if you're surrounded by music. And this giving is something that really it's hard to describe because it's on an energy level. But it's true. And I think, as I said, I think music makes you see the world through different eyes and make you find yourself in a way that is beyond.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for coming in to talk. It's exciting to have you here.
Yeah, it's really great to be here, and thank you so much for having us.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.